Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Coming up tonight on the show, Tennessee safety Jacoby Thomas, the transfer from MTSU, has been a big hitter for the Vols this fall. But before we get to him, we bring in Brandon Spurlock of the Volunteer Club. Alabama game behind us, which means Barge Fest 2024 is behind us.
That means Barge Fest 2025 is ahead of us, and you can never start. It's never too early to start planning. So, first event, a lot of kinks, a lot of things we learned, but we're looking forward to doing a reinvention of it next year. And so, I think the Vol Navy kind of they embraced it there. It took them a little bit. We got them going, and so looking ahead to next year, maybe a 3-day type event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Already starting to work on that. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of action. Learned a lot.
Did you see the movie Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah, all three of them. Wait, there's like five of them.
There are. But the first one where Jack Sparrow is riding in on the top of the thing that's sinking and he's
the barge did not sink.
That needs to be Hunter Badur next year.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Get him a captain's hat. We'll make sure the boat stays afloat, though. This thing definitely stayed afloat.
A lot of stuff going on with Tennessee baseball in the mid-state.
Yeah, for sure. They got their fall series coming up. They play Friday night against Western Kentucky at the National Sound Stadium. And then on that Saturday, we actually got a camp that's going on in town and a team signing at Yeehaw Brewery from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday before they make their way on to Jackson, Tennessee for their second game that weekend.
It's pretty neat. Kind of all awesome. Over the state for the defending national champs and Tony Vitello. Team may look different, but still a lot of exciting pieces. Headlined by Old Steady. Hunter Inslee.
He is
Old Steady for the Volunteer Club. Brandon Spurlock now, more on Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Welko is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Jacoby, you come over in the offseason from MTSU. You're a Tennessee kid from Tullahoma. When you had the opportunity and Tennessee called you, what's going through your mind?
I'm going. I told my dad that, like, the night of. As soon as I got, what originally happened was Coach Banks came down the middle, and we went ate at IHOP, and we sat and talked ball for, like, 30, 45 minutes. He left, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to hear from him again. And then I was sitting in bed one night, me and my dad were talking about football and, where we were going to go and how things were going to take about, and my phone just starts going off from an 865 number. It's not Coach Banks. It was Coach Hype. And then as soon as we started talking, I was like, yeah, there's no question. Like, I'm going. I don't even have to go visit. I don't have to do anything. Like, I wanted to go here my entire life. So,
What was your mind doing when you had the conversation with Banks at IHOP? Like, how much do you remember that meeting? Like, do you remember what he said? Do you remember what he ordered? Were you aware of all this stuff?
Oh, yeah, I remember what he ordered and everything.
What did he order?
He got, I think it was two sunny side eggs and a waffle was what he got, and a black coffee. And I remember he put three creamers in it. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was one of those. But, like, the first thing we talked about was how it was growing up as a Tennessee kid, like Watson, Tennessee. And then we got straight into it, and we started talking ball and, like, how much I knew and what type of defense. Like, he made me go through my entire defense. Like, these guys talk about how NFL scouts come in and ask you about the whole defense. So when he asked me, I'm like, oh, he just wants to know what type of coverages we ran. And I drew up all the coverages on his iPad, and he was like, no, I need to see if you know the fronts too. So I had to draw that up, and I was like, okay. And then he was just like, because Coach Banks is such a cool, laid-back guy. He doesn't really smile. He doesn't really, like, show an anger face. He's always the same. So when I showed him, he was just like, he's like, all right. And I was like, not knowing him at the time, I was like, oh, man, that didn't seem to hit too well. But he got me here, so.
Yeah, he has a good poker face. He never shows too much emotion. But the sunny side egg thing, it's a tale.
Yeah. He's a lot of people don't get to see. He's a really happy person in the facility.
He's real happy with the way y'all playing this year.
He's I would say so, but he's not very he expects us more and more and more, which I love. Like, we could play lights out, no first downs, nothing, and he's still, we got more in the tank. And I'm like, you're right.
Does it help that he's your coach, too, the coach of safeties?
Yeah. Like, being, like, a safety, you kind of got to know everything. You have to be, like, you have to understand, like, you're the last line of defense. So if everything else goes wrong, you have to be the most composed player because you have possibly one of the hardest tackles to make. If it breaks through, that's you and a running back is 30 yards of grass. That's the hardest tackle to make. And him being my coach, like, for me, he just keeps me composed because I'm a very high-energy player. Like, I rise and go low with the game. So, like, having him to tell me and, like, hey, you got to just – can't go too high, can't go too low, just got to stay in between.
So you ride the wave. I mean, which makes – it definitely makes sense on the big hits because, I mean, everybody sees some of the wood you've laid this year. But, I mean, like, so you – but when it's not, you tend to go in the other direction?
Nah, I wouldn't say I go down. Like, I ride the wave with, like, the crowd. So, like
– if there's juice, you got juice.
Oh, yeah. Like, if we're in Neyland, like, my first time playing in there, I was just, like, I couldn't sit still. And, like, last week versus Florida, like, I think every picture that was taking me during the game, I was literally screaming. I was just happy. So, it's just, like, I don't know, that little, like, you just asked, that Tennessee kid in me, like, every time I step in an Neyland, like, I'm just at peace.
When did it hit you that you were playing here? Was there a moment, like, was it running to the tee for the first time? Was it the Vol walk for the first time? When did you look around and go, holy crap, I'm here?
So I did it the first game, but, like, I was talking to, like, Brew and them before the week, and they were like, it's not going to hit until you get SEC football at night in Neyland, like a night game in Neyland. So, like, last week when we had them pinned, and I think it was the Spooky Rocky Top came on.
Yeah.
And you just, like, look around, and, like, the stadium's literally shaking. Like, when I went back and watched the film, like, the camera was shaking. It was so bad. That was my moment where I was like, This is everything I dreamed of. Like, this is SEC football.
Critique your play to this point. What do you think you've done well? Where do you think you got to be better?
Tackling. I mean, everyone sees the hits and stuff, but, like, there's definitely some tackles that I've missed that I'm like, those are plays I have to make. Like, those are differences in big games. And from here on out, like, we don't have a choice. We got to win out. Like, there's no room for mistakes. So I got to tackle better. Really just communicating. Like, great defenses have everyone on the same page. You go back and watch the Ravens play, and every level of the ball is talking. So, like, being able to have everyone on the same page, and, you know, that's part of the job as a safety. You're kind of the quarterback of the defense. So, just communicating and tackling better.
Do you, for you, when you look at, you know, kind of the grand scheme of your game, you're in a safety room that didn't have a whole lot of rotation before you got here.
Mm.
Now there's a lot of rotation.
Mm.
You're playing. Christian Charles is playing. Turntine, Will Brooks. What is it you like about that?
Keeps everyone fresh. Offenses tend to run a lot of guys when they play. There's not just four receivers that's playing the entire game. There's six or seven. So having us four that can, you know, interchange and keeping everyone healthy and fresh is the best thing because – you know, we go after people a lot, so we got a lot of ground to cover, and 60, 70 snaps a game on one guy is going to eventually start to wear down week 8, week 9, week 10, you know, once you start to get later in the season. So us being able to all rotate keeps us all at 100%, and, you know, football is the way it is. Like, we're not all going to be 100% by week 12.
You got this year, and then you got next year. What do you feel like you have to prove between now and the end of your time here? Like, what areas do you feel like, you know, I've got to be able to prove I can do this or that? I mean, I know you said tackling a minute ago, but besides that.
For me, win. Like, I come from a program that wasn't a winning program, and now that I'm here, I got to be able to prove that I can, you know, help a team win. Like, I want to be a part of something historic here. So, for myself, you know, I want more interceptions. Like, I have personal goals, but me putting my own goals before the team's is just like, I don't know. It's just not something I do. So, of course, I want to tackle better. I want more interceptions, but I just want to be a part of a winning team. I want to be a leader on a winning team.
How much do you hear from people back home? I mean, it's not too far away. So, I mean, like, you know, I mean, is there a lot of pride when you go back home and people are like, oh, it's Jacoby?
I haven't been home yet.
At all?
I haven't been home since I got here. I go home next week on the bye. I'm going home for a home game. It's homecoming. So, but when I do hear about people from home, it's I have someone that I'm chasing that played here from the same area as me. So that's all I hear about.
Homecoming for high school football. How much do you love that?
Like we were talking about earlier about 4A football, dude, our football games in Tullahoma are
an event.
Yeah, they're legit, especially when we play Coffee County. They're legit. So, like, going back home, is I just know it's going to be a packed-out stadium per usual. Like, I'm just excited. That's one of the biggest games for us. I don't know who they play this year because they switched up the districts and all that. So,
do you feel old when you go back like that? Will, yeah. Will you feel old?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait till you're my age. And then you'll really feel old.
Dude, it's just weird. Like, those kids that I used to talk to when I was a senior were in 6th and 7th grade, they were always looking up to me. Now they're a senior in high school, junior in high school. So it's like how different everything has been, especially, like, my high school.
You watching local TV here?
No.
So you've never seen the Cooper Mays Aubrey's commercial?
No, I did.
You did?
I did, by him at Knox Catholic.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he went to Knox Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was a Knoxville kid.
Well, technically he's from Kingston, but, you know, he went to Knoxville Catholic. But it's a pretty good commercial.
It is. We were talking about it the other day, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I asked, me and some of the DBs were asking where we should go eat at, and someone said Aubrey's. So I was like, but we ended up just going to Sabalter Beer Works, I think it's called, over there. So that place pretty good.
Do you have everybody else's menu, you know, memorized like you did Coach Banks? I mean, what, everybody got that?
Nah.
I mean, I think it was three creamers.
Yeah, dude, it was just like, I just remember because I'd never, like, been to IHOP at 5:30 in the morning. I've never had anyone ask me to meet them at 5:30 in the morning. So when he said that, I was like,
it's more impressive that you were that awake at 5:30 in the morning. And now you practice in the morning.
Yeah, that is the best thing ever.
It really is.
Practicing in the morning is the best thing ever. Like, because I come from practicing in the afternoon, and that's when you get, like, the peak heat of the day. You've already basically went through your whole day, and
you're exhausted from going to the academic facility.
You're just mentally, like, out of there already. So to wake up, first thing I do is football, of course. Like, I'm happy to wake up every morning.
What are we majoring in?
Communications.
What do you want to do?
I don't know, man. I wanted to be a contractor for a really long time. Now I'm kind of just, like, I don't really know. I want to be around ball. Like, I just want to be around football. So I don't know if it's going to go into coaching or I don't know. Right now the focus is winning.
You're going to go back, coach for Coffee or Coffee County?
No.
Arch rival? You're going to be the head coach, lead him into Tullahoma?
We'll leave that up to Alante. He can have that.
Oh, that'd be hell. That'd be fantastic. Both of you all coaching your alma maters.
Oh, he'd never win against me. That's all it is. That's all.
Don't y'all have better talent than Coffee County, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, it's not like apples to oranges.
Yeah. I mean,
you should win.
I don't think they won this year. I think Tullahoma lost this year.
Did they really?
Yeah, but I think it's the first time they've gotten it back in like 6-7 years. So, Lante knows we have better talent than Tullahoma. He was supposed to be a Tullahoma kid too.
Did y'all have a bet on it? Do you have to wear the Coffee County shirt?
Never. I never bet on it because I never wear it. That's like
sacrilege.
Yeah. It's just, they like literally shut the whole town down for a day for that game. Like, it's that big.
Were you sad when high school football ended?
Yes. Yeah. Because I didn't grow up in Tullahoma. Like, that's not where I always lived. I moved there in like eighth grade.
Where'd you grow up at?
I lived in Starkville, Mississippi. That's where I was born for a long time. And then I moved to a place called Ringgold, Georgia, which is
right across the line.
Yeah, like 30 minutes. So
that's good. You get to go back to your native homeland, Starkville, next year for the game against Mississippi State.
Yeah. That actually is. I didn't even thought about that. But so, yeah, when I got to Tullahoma, I ended up meeting a coach that changed football for me, which his name's Jared Olive. He comes to all the games here now. He's followed me ever since. But when it was finally said and done, I was kind of like, I'll never have him as a coach again. So it was kind of like sucked. And there's just nothing like high school football. Like, I play in the best atmosphere in college football now, but, like, there's still just,
different.
There's still
it's a business versus high school. There's a lot of purity to it.
Yeah, there's just, I don't know.
Hometown feel, more pride.
Yeah, and those crosstown rivalry games. Like, those guys you hang out with all the time, you always have the upper hand and say, I won. So, that's just, I don't know. The band in high school was just.
So, in high school, after games, we'd go to Applebee's. That was a much bigger thing back in 2000. Not so much now. What about you guys? Where did you all go after games on Friday nights?
I gotta go back in time a little bit. So after games, we'd all, everybody go shower, everyone see their family for a minute, and then we'd all meet in the high school parking lot. That's where we'd always meet at. And then me and my group of friends, we would always go to Waffle House. That was a go-to spot after a game.
Waffle House, IHOP. What we've learned here is he likes pancakes and waffles.
Still do it every Sunday. Me and my girlfriend go to Waffle House every Sunday.
What about that trip makes you smile?
To Waffle House?
Yep.
I don't know. There's really just nothing like Waffle House, I guess you could say. Like, a lot of people don't like Waffle House. Like, here, I came here and, like, there's not, every time I go, there's usually not a lot of people. But, like, back in Middle Tennessee, like, that's kind of what everyone eats. So it's like, it's just home for me. I don't know. It's like, it just gives me a sense of home feel. Because I'm 3 hours away now, so it's like, I never get to go. So Waffle House always just makes me think about home.
Smothered and covered makes him smile. As for smiling, let's learn more about Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles, depending on us, to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
What are some goals for you outside of football?
Ooh. I want to go back home and do something back home. Like, I don't know, I've been thinking about something to do for a long time, whether it's try to get new uniforms for the high school or something, but something to make change. Because I know there's a lot of poverty where I'm from, and the side of town that I lived on for a couple years was pretty rough. And just I want to be able to go back and try to make change in some of those kids' lives, because there's a lot of kids back where I'm from that don't get opportunities.
You talked about the coach that had an impact on you.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that basically what you're saying? You want to be like that for somebody else?
Yeah, like when I first got to Tullahoma, my family definitely was on our feet, and we always had to travel. In high school, we had these 7-on-7 tournaments. Usually, everyone would drive themselves. So, like my freshman sophomore year, I just couldn't do it. So, you know, everybody would always be packed up, and it was always me and Coach Howard. It was always us. Wherever it was, he would take me to camps. Whatever I needed, he would always do whatever he could. So that's why I appreciate him so much. Like, when I go home in the summer, I still go train with him. Like, I don't go to anyone else. It's a man I trust with everything. So I want to be able to do something like that. But instead of just doing it for one kid, I want to do it for 20, 30. So,
what's something most people don't know about you?
I don't know, dude. I was on Twitter the other day, and like the tweets I see about myself are like, some of the fans think that I'm like actually like crazy. Like, I had a picture, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I had a picture of blood in my mouth after the hit against Oklahoma. And like, I don't know, some of the fans just think I'm crazy, which I'm really like probably one of the nicest people you'll meet. So, and I don't know.
It's your persona in between the white lines.
Yeah, it's just like a switch. I don't know how to explain it, but like when I go back and watch like the run out videos of me, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm sitting here beating on my helmet and like wondering why my knuckles hurt. It's kind of like, I always watched Brian Dawkins growing up. So, like, you see him outside of football, and he's, like, the nicest guy you'll probably meet. But then as soon as he's running out of the tunnel, he's just, like, a animal. So, I don't know.
I think it's great you brought up somebody that legitimately retired a decade ago. You know, I mean, like, most kids just bring up, you know, the kids that play now.
Yeah, and I like old football, like Steve Atwater, guys like that. Like, that's
maybe going way back. That's even before you were born.
Yeah, like, those are the type of guys I like to watch. Like, today's game is a lot different than back then.
And
I like,
a lot.
Yeah. Football now is, even 10 years ago, it's completely different. Like, 10 years ago, you had guys like Cam Chancellor. If he was in today's NFL, like, he would be fined game after game after game after game.
Yeah.
So.
Eric Berry.
Yeah, Eric Berry's one, too. I watch him all the time. Like, before we play at home, I always watch one of Eric Berry's clips at home. I try to find something, but that guy was physical, to say the least.
Physical.
He's a ball hawk. Like, I don't know. I'm just, old football is better to me. Like, I wish I was born in the 2000s and played in the 2000s. Like, 1990. Like, that's the type of football I like. Just physical, downhill football. People line up in I formation, and it's just head on head.
So, like, you would like when you, like, play Georgia, because Georgia plays more of an older brand of football.
Yeah, like, this is my type of, like, spread offenses are fun to play against because you get the chance to get more interceptions, but football for me was always, like, a way to let out aggression and anger. It's the one time in my life that I get to go completely try to hurt someone and not get in trouble for it.
Well, you're going to love the opponent coming out of the bye. That's Kentucky. Because they love to play that kind of smash mouth. And
that's football, though. Like, that's football.
Oh, I get it. But I'm just saying most teams don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So your opportunities are fewer. But that's it. That's when you go get coming out of the bye week.
All the SEC games are going to be, like, smash mouth football. All of them. Like, you watch them week to week, and they're always just head to head. So it's fun. Like, football's supposed to be. I don't know. You just,
all right, give me your Mount Rushmore of safeties.
Oh, college included or just in general?
No, just NFL.
NFL?
Or you can do two Mount Rushmores, a Mount Rushmore for college and a Mount Rushmore for NFL.
Okay. If I'm starting with college, I'll start with Eric Berry would be up there for me. Sean Taylor at Miami would be up there for me. Who's the kid from West Virginia? Sean Taylor, Eric Berry. That's a hard one. Brian Dawkins at Clemson was a good one. And then I'd put Kevin Byard, MTSU, up there.
Okay. What about the NFL?
Oh, Steve Atwater, Ronnie Lott.
Ed Reed. Really? You're not thinking about putting Ed Reed on there?
Ed Reed. For my style of play, though, Cam Chancellor. That's one of those guys for me.
All right, pull out your phone. I do this each week. We're going to call the one person in your phone that you know will answer anytime you call. Who's this going to be?
Oh.
Who can you always depend on, no matter what time of day?
Oh. It's really between my girlfriend and my mom, but I don't know who's where right now.
Well, we'll see who's going to answer. Who do you have more faith in?
Is mom at work? What's today? Thursday? Yeah, mom's not at work, she'll answer.
All right, put her on speaker.
Oh, FaceTimed her.
She hit no.
Do I get a redo?
You get a redo, but that's totally gonna make the cut.
I can't believe my mom did that.
Who are you calling out? Mom again?
No, girlfriend. She's not gonna answer either, is she? Doesn't look like it. Yeah, that hurts. Oh. Mom answered.
What's up, Mom?
Hi.
You couldn't answer my call the first time? You embarrassed me.
I was trying to answer.
They just asked me who would answer the phone.
That's right. We put him on the spot. We're taping a podcast. We said, I want you to call the one person you know will answer the phone anytime you call. Who can you count on? And he called you, and
you didn't. If my phone would not connect to this house, I have no phone.
Hurt my feelings, Mom. But, all right.
I'll call you right back. You knew I love you.
I know. I love you, too. I'll call you later.
Thanks, Mom. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll give it to her. She called right back. That was within, like, 7 seconds, so.
You know. Yeah, I think it counts. It girlfriend counts. Answered, too, though. So
I'm she probably, did.
She did answer. But
she's going to start calling you back.
Yeah, probably. It's good, though.
Then when you don't answer, you're going to wonder what happened. You're going to be in the doghouse. Sounds like you're going to have to take her out to eat. Some place other than Waffle House.
No, we have a little place that we go to.
Where's that?
El Mez.
Where's that at?
How do I explain it? It's right down King. It's a little bit down Kingston, over there by Petco.
What you get? What's your go-to?
What is it called? A burrito loco. But I don't like guacamole or pico, so I get the pico and guacamole taken out.
If you knew today was your last day alive, and you were having your last meal, what would it be?
My girlfriend's homemade Alfredo.
So he's trying to make up for the
no, I'm really not.
Hanging up on her.
No, I'm really not. Every Friday night when we're at the hotel, she brings me a bowl of homemade Alfredo. It's like a, I don't know.
What does the team eat on Friday nights?
So we usually eat at the hotel, but like
steaks? Chicken?
Yeah, lasagna, stuff like that. Like,
and you skip all that for the homemade?
I don't skip it.
You eat both?
Yeah, usually eat both. But, like, probably more of the pasta from her, though. It's really, really good. It's what I eat after the games, too.
So you get both?
Yeah, because she, like, makes so much, so there'll be leftovers.
Do you have to heat it up, or do you just?
I mean, sometimes I just eat it cold. But, I'm not, like, it's just.
Where's your go-to spot in Tullahoma?
La Fiesta. It's a Mexican restaurant.
More Mexican.
Go to.
I'm sensing a trend.
Yeah, I love Mexican food.
Italian or Mexican? He is
Mexican. Mexican food. La Fiesta is the best Mexican restaurant in the state of Tennessee.
In the state of Tennessee? It's a bold claim.
In the state of Tennessee.
That's a bold claim.
I promise.
For someone who's only been to Murfreesboro and Knoxville.
No, I've been all around Tennessee. Actually. Yeah, I've been around. Went to Elizabethan. About an hour that way. I went about an hour that way.
Did you go in trash talk? Is that what it was after y'all beat Elizabethan for the state title?
Well, I wish I was there for that state championship. But my senior year, Parker Hughes was going to MTSU as well.
Yeah.
And we had found out that we were going to be roommates. So he invited me up here for like a couple days. I think it was like 2 or 3 days for spring break. And best buddies after that. Like,
who's the one guy in Tennessee football history that you wish you could meet? And they can be dead or alive.
Tennessee football. Like, this Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there any other kind of Tennessee football?
Well, actually,
we're not talking about the Titans.
Actually, I did meet Al Wilson. So that was
that's the one guy?
No, Eric Berry's the one guy I'd like to meet. For sure. That'd be the guy I'd go to if I wanted to meet anybody. Him. Yeah, Eric Berry for sure.
Now, I put the kids on the spot every week. He's probably not going to answer, but we're going to try. We're going to call Eric Berry.
Oh, this would be good.
I'm going to go with he doesn't answer, but you never know. You never know. I figure if I'm going to put you guys on the spot.
Yeah, I was about to say, if he doesn't answer, like, make sure that's in there with my mom as well.
Oh, much more likely Eric Berry doesn't answer my call than your mom answering yours.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Yep, it's forwarded to voicemail. There it is. Didn't answer. Hurts. But hey, nah, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Got to see you be last year. Eric, even if you're his best friend, is hard to get a hold of. So like that, I feel no shame in that he didn't take my call.
That sounds like me, dude. I'm just, my phone is just like, I don't ever really want to talk to anybody. Like, Jamad, we have to wear business casual for the ball walk this weekend. And I practiced today. He was like, you trying to go get close tonight? And I was like, yeah, we can go. And he was like, are we actually going to go? And I was like, yeah, we can go. And he was like, dude, I know you. Because they always ask me to go out to eat. Him and Jordan Matthews always ask me to go to Wingstop. They'd go every Tuesday.
And you don't go.
And I'm always like, yeah, I'll go.
Wingstop's good, but those fries are heavy, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fries guy. Christian Charles got on to me one day about all the saturated fat I was eating from the fries. So I was like, let me just leave him alone.
Christian Charles does not surprise me at all that he is like uber like healthy.
I'm not going to put my guy on the spot, but I wouldn't say he's uber healthy. But he definitely is like big vitamin collagen guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He's a... I don't know. I had to go sit in Walgreens with him one day for like 45 minutes to an hour because he couldn't find the collagen that he liked. So we had to drive. We waited. We went to this Walgreens for 45 minutes and then decided to go to another one 30 minutes away for him to get some collagen. So not going to complain, but...
And I'm not surprised by this story either.
Nah, that's my guy. That's like, since I've been here, that's been my best
friend. I thought you might call him.
Nah.
You had no faith and he would answer.
Nah, I don't have faith he'd answer the phone.
So 2 weeks ago, we had Tyree West out. Isn't this right, Tyree West? And Tyree West called Big O. Big O answered. So last week we had Andre Turrentine out. And he called Tyree West. And Tyree West did not answer. That was the best part. The guy that was on the previous week.
Nah, Christian would not be the guy I'd call. If I needed something right then and there... Not calling him. He's not answering.
You calling Willie B?
Yeah, Will answer. Well, that's because, like, he'll definitely answer the call because, like, I never call anybody unless I'm, like, about if I urgently need something. Like, Willie B's probably the most reliable guy to call in our room. Everyone else, no.
We'll get you out of here on this. Do you look forward to kind of the off season from a standpoint? I know you get this. You got this season to finish up, and you got high hopes and want to win them all. But like to have a full off season and not be like going through like the transfer process and all that, and kind of understand, you know, the people here, what goes on here, you know what I mean? Like you hit the ground and you're like, you know, heads on a swivel, like when you first get here as a transfer.
Yeah, that was definitely a rough process. It's hard to learn a defense within 2 months, especially the way I want to learn it. So. This offseason is probably going to be really good for me because we'll be coming off of what we wanted to achieve. And I'll just get the opportunity to just be here, to go through all of the hardships of an offseason with my teammates. So, like, and I'll just get the chance to learn it all better. Like, I feel like I know it right now, but I want to be able to know what Coach Banks is going to call on 3rd and 12. So... I'm excited for this offseason, but I'm also happy as can be is where I'm at right now. So, living out the dream. I'm just ready to be in Neyland on Saturday because they said this week's going to be way louder than last week. So, I'm excited to see how this goes.
He is Jacoby Thomas. I'm Austin Price. Ball Club Confidential will be back next week with another big-time episode.
Appreciate you coming in. Be careful.
Thank you.